Blog Talk.
The lady gonna. There you go. What a nice lady.
Piazza, muscles when the room full of faccia does you pazzo. Who are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Who are you?
I'm fine, too, but you can't come in unless you give the password.
Oh, what is the password?
Oh, no, you got to tell me. Hey, I tell what I do. I give you three guesses. It's the name of a fish.
Is it Mary?
Ha ha! That's an old fish.
She isn't. Well, she drinks like one. Let me see. Is it sturgeon?
Hey, you crazy. Sturgeon, he's a doctor who cuts you open when you're sick. Now, I give you one more chance.
I got it. Haddock.
That's funny. I got a headache, too.
What do you take for a headache?
Well, now, sometimes I take aspirin, or sometimes I take a calomel.
Say, I'd walk a mile for a calomel.
You mean chocolate calomel. I like that, too, but you know, guess it. Hey, what's the matter? You don't understand English? You can't come in here unless you say swordfish. Now, I give you one more guess.
Swordfish. I think I got it. Is it swordfish?
That's it. You guess it.
Pretty good, huh?
Fine. You guess it,
What do you want?
I
want
to come in.
What's the password?
Oh, you're no fool of me. Swordfish.
No, I got tired of that. I changed it.
What's the password now?
Gee, I forgot it. I better come outside with you.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
Terrible.
No,
I
love no, come out. Giddy up. Scotch with soda. Scotch with soda. Sitting at the bar with a jar in my head. Scotch with the soda. I know I had an order. No, it might lead to a life of vice. Scotch with the soda. When you're feeling low down and the blues are haunting you, why not have a showdown? Just see what the magical phrase will do. Scotch with the soda. Scotch with the soda. Chase my misery away. Scotch with the soda today.
soda. Scotchin' with the soda. Chasing my misery away. Scotchin' with the soda today.
See how long this fiasco lasts, but we're having technical difficulties. Hopefully my sound is 5x5. I know Ted's is. And now, live from coast to coast, this is the Friday Possum Theme. Crazy. Very close. Ford Prefect, that was Irwin Allen. It's Irwin Allen's Land of the Giants. Which, when I was like whatever years old, I thought that was like the coolest thing in the world. It smells like somebody started a cookout. It's like 10 o'clock at night. But, you know, what do I expect in this neighborhood? I should probably close the window. Come with me. This is like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Now we'll go feed the fish. I'm going to close the window. Just got a screen for that window in the office here. And I realized last night that sitting in this room with that window open, sounds like the house next door is in the next room. And, well, why subject them to Possum Hour, I guess? Whether or not we'll be subjected to Possum Hour remains to be seen. As my co-host, Professor R.J. Gumby, is being denied entrance. Oh, it's looking good. Okay, cool. All right. Oh, you're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Tonight you're listening to Friday Night Possum. Mondays, it's Possum Hour. I'm thinking of paring it down to one show a week. Just because. Get close to number 300 for the Friday shows. That'd be a good one to end it with, don't you think? 300th polka. A beep. I don't know. Yeah, stay away from them doctors, Dr. Cake. Physician, heal thyself. What else is new? Oh, during the week you'll hear Clobbering Time with your host and mine, Ben J. Grimm. Got the check. Thanks, man. I hope he didn't rush to send that check because I said I haven't got the check yet the other day. Because I didn't. I don't give a fuck. Big deal. Peanuts. It's peanuts, man. It's peanuts. And today, I treated myself to to the finest sandwich in, I'm going to say a 20-mile radius of my home. A pastrami special from Block's Bagels. Yes, you're talking real deli food. All right, well, we'll pretend that Professor R.J. Gumby's here.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby!
No, it isn't, because Gumby can't get through because of the technical difficulties they're having here at Possum Hour.
Oh, fuck! Say it!
You got that right. Everybody's here, and it's just, I feel like I'm naked without my Gumby. I can't even spell apple cheeks. I was going to spell Apple Creeks. Okay, I'll do a Gumby impression. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. No, yeah, it took me a while. I just held on until somebody answered, dude. I don't know. We may have to abort the mission. Which is a shame. I had such interesting anecdotes. For instance, Thursday I cleaned my front gutters. Nice, huh? Yeah, it's a pretty exciting life I lead. Got a new theory about cutting the grass. Cutting it on Tuesday is advantageous because then all the dog poop is picked up, and garbage day is Wednesday, so you're not warehousing a lot of poop, which is nice. I mentioned I cleaned the gutters. Yeah, that was. And I did. I got the weed eater out today. Got all that. What the fuck, man? In my driveway, in the cracks of the driveway, you know, in the concrete by the street. It's like a forest in these cracks. What's that about, man? I had a GI clean last year. Nothing in there. I haven't sprayed Persian in the cracks. A fucking afro coming out of that thing, man. No offense. It's a huge jungle. Weeds. Well, guess we'll get on and blow something up. How's that, kids? I believe this is Maggie C's. Keep trying, Gumby. Keep trying, brother. I'll go for a little bit. I do want to play the 3 minutes you'll never get back because it's worth the price of admission right there. Have an abbreviated broadcast. And smoked weed, drank, and mowed my friend. Well, let's see. One, two. Yeah, I did. I didn't mow my friend. I trimmed the driveway nuts. What the fuck, man? And, like, why don't they put on the weed eater? Oh, yeah, replacement line is going to cost you $7 a pop. Get the fuck out of here, man. Keeps ringing. I'll try to answer it, man. All right. So, Maggie C suggested on our suggestion link, Woman in Red. I looked up Woman in Red. Not Woman in Red, it's Lady in Red. Lady in Red by a fella named Chris DeBerg. Ted's ready to do the shout outs, aren't you, Ted? Yeah. Alright. So this is Lady in Red. Not Woman in Red. Lady. She's a lady. Yes, and this will, if this doesn't knock the tinnitus out of your ears, Dr. Cake, well, maybe the 3 minutes will. There's every possibility that, yeah. Okay, well, Therefore, and ipso facto, I take your question. Burn of the week. I take your question. Ted, I take your question. It doesn't work on Ted. Ted don't get it. Quit fretting, man. Life's too short to fret. Just blow it up, whatever it is, like dish.
You know what? There's 1,000 reasons why I shouldn't drink.
No kidding.
Yeah, 1,000 reasons. But I can't think of one right now.
Say, did you ever see how they launch a ship?
No, how?
That's how. What's the matter with you?
I'm seasick.
Never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight.
Bitch!
I've never seen you shine so bright.
Who gives a shit about Bigfoot? Howdy! Apparently you don't get a shit, so fuck up!
Never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance.
Bullshit!
Looking for a little romance.
Bullshit!
Give it half a chance.
You go to Jolly Parish on that next tour, shit, for all I care.
I have never seen that dress you're wearing.
Yeah!
All the highlights in your hair that catch your eye.
Motherfucker, I'll kick your ass!
I have been blind.
Shut up!
Lady in red.
Oh, fuck!
Flying saucers have invaded our planet. Washington, London, Paris, Moscow are key targets. The whole world is under attack.
Come
Oh, good. They let the audience in at least. That's a double bonus, dear. So far, no Gumby. And judging from the treat I just gave Ted, he won't be participating in tonight's roll call. He's in Scott, man. The new one I picked up at the Family Dollar there. Like a braided rawhide thing. He's going to be at that for the rest of the show, I think, kids. So we'll get right to it. I'd like to thank all you for showing up for this one man. Let's see, what is it? Captain going down, Commodore going down with the ship. Commendations go out to the following. Apple Cheeks Alice for being on top. That's it, being on top. That's all you have to do. To show up and be on top, you're okie doke. And then, arf, arf, arf. I should upload the Ted barks for when he's not participating. See, it's not that I can get Ted to bark on cue. It's that I can't stop him from barking, so I just make it sound like he's barking on command. He just does. He just likes to bark. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks. And there she is. Wouldn't be a show. The Dr. Cake, who has just realized that there are other answers than medicine and that kind of crap. Gumby would suggest the kratom. Dare I say it? Come on, man. You can do it. You can do it. I see his number on the fucking thing, man. Come on, brother. You in there, Gumby?
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go.
Best of luck, Gumby. Here we go. Now that is perseverance, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
Perseverance.
Number constantly.
Which one? So you got in on the guest number? You get in on the guest call? Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
hopefully angry man doesn't have trouble calling in tonight.
We don't need to light a fire under his ass.
I think he thought I was locking up them kids at the border. I don't know. I got to listen back to that. Anyway, good to have you with us.
It wasn't, though, was it?
No, it wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
Me.
Okay.
It was just Obama. Obama did that. Yeah.
Okay.
It was Obama.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Apple Cheeks. So we got to. I'll bring you up to date. Apple Cheeks Alice is
here. Yeah, please do. Sweet Alice.
Dr. Cake is here. Dr. Cake is fully cured and ready to face the world.
All right.
Yeah. If the tinnitus doesn't let up, maybe come up with lyrics to go along with it. You could write a tinnitus song and make millions.
Uh-huh.
Everybody with tinnitus would buy a copy on their. How do people buy music anymore? I bought a couple of CDs, Tiny Tim CDs on Amazon over the years, but I mean,
Just
go to. I haven't been to National Record Mart in a few weeks. Well, thank you for coming, Dr. Cake. And you know, do you ever think the possum hour might be the cause of all your problems with the tinnitus? It crossed my mind. You know, one too many 3 minutes. And,
gotta take this toll somewhere.
Dental work will do it. Yeah, dental work. Peter Falk got, an Alzheimer's-like condition from a bad dental experience.
Oh,
I think it was anesthesia.
I know that.
Yeah. And then, like, he went, he was fine. And, yeah, he was fine until he had this dental procedure, and then whew, the bottom fell out, and he's running around in the streets in his bathrobe screaming at people.
There you go. There you go.
Fucking weird, man. So sometimes a toothache ain't so bad,
huh?
You know. He's running around in your drawers like a crazy
cowboy up. Take the pain. Take the pain.
Just yank that motherfucker. That's what my buddy Mark could say. Hey, just yank that motherfucker. He was over Wednesday, and we had, what did we have? Oh, geez, we had a little of the Ardbeg. Ardbeg.
Just a little bit?
Maggie C's knows what I'm talking about.
There you go.
That's the stuff Mr. Science said he calls wet socks. Pete, lad. The Pete. Well, speaking of Pete, there's Ford Prefect. It has nothing to do
Ford
with Pete.
Ford Prefect.
Yeah, Ford we've missed Prefect. You the last couple episodes. But you were here in spirit. And
he was.
That little mess you left on the seat from the last time was still there to remind us. Clean that up tonight. Strange and wonderful stuff. But thank you for coming, sir. I salute you.
Poor Prefect.
Yes, you were here in spirits.
There you go.
Still have testicle difficulties, man, you know.
Pain in the ass.
All right. And finally, there's Maggie C. Well, not finally, but there's Matt. Finally, there's Maggie C.
Maggie C.
First
Maggie
in
C.
Scotch.
Uh-huh.
First in Scotch. And she likes to drink Scotch. Whiskey. Good.
And apparently she's Ted's second love because he's enjoying that treat, isn't he? Sorry, Maggie C. Come
wow.
in second with Ted.
He's got that thing torn apart, and he's, man, he's making headway.
Yeah,
he's
going
to have
Ted.
A distended belly, the poor thing. Oh, jeez. Dog. I mean, it's true that we're all our own worst enemy, and Ted especially. I'll tell you that, folks, right here and now. Well, thank you for coming, Maggie C. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. And there he is, the man of the hour, the persistence poster boy himself.
There you
Professor
go.
Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister of finance and parking. Look at that. Now we're even ahead of time already with this thing.
Hey,
game on, man. I didn't even get into details about cleaning my gutter. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
My wall, black and teddy, very small. Now he's up above my head, hanging by a little thread.
Artist Messiah.
Now he's dropped on the bedroom door. Maybe he's as scared as me. Where's he gone now? I can't see.
Sleepy night.
I know your answer will be no. Did you watch any of the Mueller hearings in Congress the other day?
Nope.
I will give you the only highlight of the whole fucking thing. Because there wasn't a lot of funny. There wasn't a lot of funny involved. Very serious business. but this one goober, whose name happens to be Gohmert. One of these southern boys, I hate going off on this ranting and raising, and they hate to hold your head there to curb the bone. Dang, dang, dong, dang, dingity, dong. Ding, ding, dong, dong, dong. You know, and old Mueller's stone face is just sitting there listening to it. The ding, a bong, dang, the beard, the ding, dong. Finally, the guy hits the gavel. Bang, bang, your time's up. And I mean, fucking, Mueller just said, he says, I take your question. That's all he said. I take your question.
Boom. I take your question.
Mic drop. I take your question. So that's like, that is now, like, you just, I'm not going to argue with you. You just say, I take your question. Beauty, man. It was so subtle. I stopped and I'm like, what did he say? And I ran it back.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
I take your question, man. What a burn.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it was,
he didn't. He didn't. I know, because the guy was just, you know, like his fucking head was on fire. Fucking idiot.
Did he really do as bad as all the right wing memes suggest?
Oh, yeah. No, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Okay.
It was pretty impressive. The Republicans didn't argue any of the facts
Of course.
At all.
They danced around that shit. Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't want to deal with the facts on. And Democrats were well organized and didn't necessarily drop the ball, but I think the point of the whole thing should have, I think what Mueller's point in showing up was, and I think what was missed on a lot of the news media and a lot of the American people and whatnot, is that the Russians fucking interfered in our last election, man. And they're going to do it. He goes, and they're doing it right now, he said, you know. And people don't, nobody fucking seems to care. This is like a bit. This is the big mom move.
It's mind-boggling.
You know,
mind-boggling.
Fucking Turtlehead just shut down a bill to, you know, curb election interference. But he's like, well, that bill's going to help get more Democrats elected. Oh
yeah,
yoy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we don't want to give up on that Russian help because, you know, it's working out pretty good for us over here. So anyway, that's our Bobo in a nutshell.
We lost our way.
I take your question.
I take your question.
Man, that should be on his fucking grave, man, you know? Here lies Bob Mueller. I take your question. That was like a John Wayne, man. Like if John Wayne was a guy in a suit. I take your question.
His grave was not hardly.
Not hardly, yeah. I thought you was dead.
Where's
not
you
hardly.
I thought you was dead.
Oh, Well, what are you going to do, you know? Let's see. Yeah, this isn't John Wayne, but it's close.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
in the same ballpark. In the same ballpark.
Dr. Cake, is there another election? Yeah, there's another election coming up. And it's the fucking thing's, what is it, a year and a half away. And they've been already talking about it for 6 months. They're already having debates and shit. We got this obsession with the president, position of the president in this country, and to our own detriment, I guess. I don't know how long how long is the prime minister go in Canada? Because we got every 4 years here, man. Maybe just make it one fucking 6-year term, you know, and that's it. You're out. None of this bullshit. Because they spend the whole thing campaigning. And then if they win, then they 4 years, they're a lame duck. You know, Jesus Christ.
And they spend a fortune campaigning.
Yeah, well, I think that's our tax dollars going for that shit.
It is.
Well, Bobo goes to these cities and has these rallies, and they have to pay all this money for extra cops and all this shit. And he doesn't reimburse him. He just blows town laughing his ass off, as usual. Not that he didn't have a long history of not paying his bills, but that's another story. We've already done Bobo in a nutshell. Here's a feature of the show we haven't done in a while, and Ted's in there being a jerk, so I'll go tend to him.
Okay.
How about we dance?
Dance.
Decker's Dance. Coming up.
Dance, baby. Lay it on me.
In 5. Decker's Dance.
Decker's Dance.
That ain't it. That ain't it. That's it. Decker's Dance.
There we go.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out. I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
Yeah, I got a brand new dance, make you warm. Name of a dance is a crazy star. Do you crazy star?
Out of people drinking gargle blasters.
Happy birthday, everybody.
I've always said that.
How's that?
I've always said that.
Yeah. If you're looking for straight answers, don't ask the guy drinking the Gargle Blaster.
Yep.
No, I honest to God did read that in a stupid... before I started censoring my news feed, good Lord, I used to read, like, lies. Because they're fun, you know.
Hell yeah.
Until they get elected president. Yeah, that was one of the articles. They said Trudeau's mom, who was a sexy bon vivant world jet setter, she visited Castro's Cuba right around the time that your prime minister was conceived. Now, we're not saying that he's Fidel Castro's illegitimate son, but he could be Fidel Castro's illegitimate son. No, I doubt it.
Good bait, good
bait. But he did land on the moon. He did. There's no doubt about it that he landed on the moon.
Odd.
We didn't mention that. 50 years since they landed on the moon. The shmoon.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Do you remember watching it?
Yeah. The nuns had like these little portable TVs. They wheel in those carts, and we watched in the classroom. Yeah.
Yeah, but when they landed on the moon, it was like late at night. I remember having
I remember trying to.
We used to do that too in school. Yeah. But I remember having it. And they're like, kept waking me up, you know, get up, there am I. I go, they've been on the moon for half an hour. Come on, man. You know. I want to go to bed. Parents making me stay up for this.
Well, that's right. I forgot it was on at night. That's right. That's back when we used to sit on the floor in front of the TV set like kids do.
I was sitting, that's in my memory, man. I'm laying on the floor in front of a black and white fucking TV set watching that song.
Trying to keep my eyes open.
Because,
you know, kids get bored because it's mostly talk and everything before it gets to it, you know?
Oh, yeah. It was not very exciting for kid. You know, you're like, come on, man.
I'm looking at pictures like, of Trudeau's mother. She was a high number. She was like, okay.
You got that right, Jack. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
What was her first name? I didn't want to be a boob. Mispronounced.
I don't know. I'm one of the pictures.
Trixie Trudeau.
Margaret.
That sounds right.
Margaret Trudeau.
Margaret Trudeau. Trudeau. I always get those
Maggie.
Two names mixed.
We used to call her Maggie.
Maggie Trudeau. Maggie and her Trudeaus. Loved her. Oh, man. You know what's coming up is 3 minutes you'll never get back.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. Where do you hear this one? We could end the show tonight. This could be the last episode and kick in. You'd be satisfied. At least the 3 minutes wise. I wanted to say about the astronaut thing. They had this three-part American Experience on PBS, right? Big Mamu, you know. It was well produced, but you know, just the guy didn't add anything.
Okay.
That I didn't know, except they did go into the fact that Gus Grissom and the guys in the Apollo 1 did not die immediately, as the propaganda had suggested. Yeah, that was a horrible, horrible, dying dead death. And on that happy note, no, but the thing was, I kept falling asleep, man. I kept feeling like guilty because I was falling asleep during this show, and I'm like, I had to watch the episode 2 and 3 twice, and I still fell asleep in the last 20 minutes of episode 3. I saw him land on a moon, and then I'm like. I can't take it. It's just, it reminded me of the first moon landing. I'm like, oh, come on. You're like, get on the moon already. Will you get on the moon already?
Here I am 50 years later, and I'm falling asleep again. But this time it's from Scotch, though.
There might have been some Scotch involved.
It's a thing. You could be a winner.
tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm excited.
Yes. Yes, we've culled the internet and the outer net and the in-between nets. Found this one in the in-between
there
nets. Next election in Canada is October 21st. And they're probably not... Yeah, see... Get back to that election thing. They need to whittle it down and make it so you can't run or declare or nothing until 6 months before election day. Squeeze, you know, because that's all they talked about for the last two and a half years is Trump getting regular. And say it.
Yeah.
Bobo getting reelected 2020. You know, it's like, this is all we do. This is all we
well,
do.
They got to rev up. They got to rev up the animals.
Jeez. It's a big waste
they
of fucking time.
Going.
All right. Back to business. This is may not be the greatest 3 minutes you'll never get back, but it is possibly the greatest
most
3 minutes.
Most memorable.
You'll never get
okay,
back.
Okay, there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rudy Schwartz Project.
The Sun God awakens from the slumber of millennia. Eyes crusted over, his joints stiff from inertia. He flips on the lamp of the universe and watches as filth-encrusted cockroaches of Andromeda scurry beneath cheaply stylish appliances. Resting on glistening quartz countertops in Medusa's tastefully appointed cuisine, a smooth, unbroken surface, save for a small, pulsating orifice near the center.
Father has taught Joan to spit into the toilet.
Fumes and gases pierce the space-time fabric emanating from the orifice nestled in Brown, passing through eons and galaxies and beehives of glistening wax, where pods speckled life forms composed of chlorine gas argue pointlessly over sandwiches, as if a higher-priced margarine would have made any difference.
But tell me more.
Crossing abruptly through shabby office furniture, housed in a corrugated metal warehouse on the outskirts of Topeka during the last year of the Harding administration, filled with old broken chairs, hosting a man's ass, furniture desperately in need of repair, holding a man's ass, furniture in need of repair, holding an ass with an anus that's brown.
What the ladies all said. His anus was brown. They wanted a guy who smelled like turpentine instead. He was a man from Kansas, his pockets lined with gold, wrapped in burlap canvas, there was mildew in the folds, a warm, gentle spray that disinfected all that stale and acrid fabric. The ladies approved as soon as they noticed that the sphincter was elastic. So fashions change, the world keeps spinning. Say, won't you look at him now? He's the toast of the town, because his anus is brown.
change, the world keeps spinning. Hey, won't you look at him now? That cat's the toast of the town, because his anus is brown.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
With the news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
That was lovely. That was lovely.
All right. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because it says I'm muted.
Why, were you gone? Okay.
Yeah, well, I went to get a beer, and I muted myself, and I got back, and it said I was unmuted.
Lying, sack of shit, aren't they? They're lying to
me. So now it says that I'm muted right now. So if I suddenly go silent, please say, Commodore, you have suddenly gone silent. Follow me?
And here I am answering you, but I would hear you anyway, wouldn't I? And I'm answering you, but they say they hear you, so that's good.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't either.
I don't think you would hear me. If I was muted, you would not hear me.
No, because you were muted. Yeah, you were muted before it, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So if I stop talking all of a sudden, jeez, these things are stupid. All right.
Where are we?
Here we go. Headline. Las Cruces, New Mexico. A woman is facing charges after police say she ordered food from a Sonic and told the server, "This one's on God," before fleeing. The police say the server told her, "That's not how it works," but gave her the meal after she came toward him. It's not known. Oh, it was a guy. Okay, so I guess that he took the food and took off. So I don't know if they. Right. Oh, and they found him at a nearby park. His attorney will not comment on the allegations. God's not going to pick up the tab.
No, I was going to ask. So God did it clear. He had nothing to do with it.
Well, God could not be reached for comment.
Okay. Well, I think he's up to something.
Can you hear me now? You're hearing me now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because the thing says I'm not muted now, so that's cool. No, it says now it says I'm talking. So there you go. And if you think you're not lucky, then just think of this, man. Consider this.
Yeah.
This last week, a city killer asteroid, an asteroid big enough to wipe out a large city, just missed hitting the Earth.
Oh.
That was yesterday.
Wow.
Earth nearly had a devastating... don't think so. But
okay.
It was traveling nearly 15 miles a second. And let's see, it's 187 to 427 feet in diameter. That's kind of general.
Ooh,
it came within 43,500 miles of striking the Earth. So in other words, it was closer to us than the Moon is on its fly past. So we missed it by that much, man. I mean, you think of the odds of something like that hitting this planet. Yikes. Be a killer, man.
Bound
be a
happen.
Planet killer.
Bound to happen.
It is bound to happen. And we've been joined by observational learning. Not going to learn much here.
Learning.
I'll tell you that. You ain't going to learn much here.
You were talking about luck and everything. I came across an interesting video. Whether I have to post it or not. But go on. It's an interesting concept of luck. I'm just going to, just want to introduce it.
I have a message from Nifty.
Okay.
They actually made their vanilla chip cookies. Nifty's vanilla chip cookies. And they were good. They have two containers full, and they will enjoy them at the Outdoor Picnic Pops event. And that's going on right now, I think. So, best eaten while listening to mid-2000s British pop music, library pop, or anything with a lot of backup singers. So we wish Miss Nifty and Nifty and all the minis Nifties well with their
all the Nifties at shape.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
Is Chet's old lady up to it? Man, she was screaming her head off the last 3 days, man. Somebody ran out of I don't know, man. Somebody ran out of their meds. Problem was.
At least, hopefully, she doesn't have a pipe bomb like your last regular.
Gage and DeSoto over here, man. What the fuck? I got the weirdest shit in here. Okay. I thought I had a whole bunch of cool links, man, for stories. Okay, we'll talk about this one. Because this is kind of neato. It's Bobo related, but Bobo's not the important part. The important part, well, this guy had made this fake presidential seal soon after Bobo got elected, you know? And, I guess he forgot, and this has been my fantasy, some stupid Photoshop I did online and stuck up there on a slideshow of Possum Hour. Somebody grabs it, so he put out he made this fake presidential seal of a two-headed eagle a la the Russian flag, and instead of E Pluribus Unum, it says 45 is a puppet in Spanish. instead of arrows, he's got golf clubs, and instead of what does he have in the other hand? Weed or something? He's got cash. But anyway, wise guy.
Olive branches.
Yeah, he's got cash. So some wise guy stuck it in the slideshow where Bobo was speaking and. So he's doing this speech in front of this phony fucking seal. Guy ended up getting fired, but I tell you what, man, I'd be smiling going out the door, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like,
oh yeah.
Fucking A, man.
You did it in 5 minutes. That is 5 fucking minutes. He sits there saying, I did that.
And then the guy that did the artwork originally, that's got to be the best feeling, though. You know, he's just sitting back.
Yeah.
And, oh, jeez, I never thought I'd actually screw this guy, you know. Yeah, Ted's observing as well back there. Beer, nothing like it. All right. Well, I was all happy the local lightened up on the marijuana laws in the city of Columbus.
All right, good.
And of course, the left wing paper I work for, well, they're not happy. It falls woefully short in reforming marijuana penalties. So you gotta love the lefties, man. Give them an inch, they want a mile. Not much. But no, they make a good point. It's just a way to hassle the schmucks, you know.
And you gotta hassle the schmucks.
Well, you know, can't fill those jail cells just by thinking about it.
Have fun at shopping. Put them on ours.
We did the coprolite. Lloyd's coprolite. We did that one. This is an interesting one. This man was arrested in Spain. He was smuggling drugs under his toupee. His wig.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right. Kudos.
Police said the man attracted their attention because he looked nervous and he had a disproportionately large hairpiece under his hat. They'll never think of looking there. Jeez.
Oh, no. I thought maybe he was sweating and seeds were coming down his face and shit.
They found a package stuck to his head with about $34,000 worth of coke. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's trying to make a little dough there.
He's not having a good day.
You missed an asteroid, but nah, they busted you for that phony toupee, pal. You know?
I tell you what, that takes some big ass balls to try that.
Oh. Well, I'm sure you've seen the one where they're smuggling the dope in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Randy Quaid's in it. What the hell is that?
Midnight Express.
Midnight Express. Man.
Yeah,
when he's getting on the thing. He's got all the what does he have? What did he have? Hashish taped to his body.
Yep.
I never liked hashish, man. Why would you put your neck out for hashish? The fuck, man. Anyway, but you feel, you know, that's a great, great filmmaking because you feel how nervous that guy is, you know? You just feel the tension in it.
Well, that's Alan Parker. Alan Parker's a great director.
Oh, that's a fantastic. And Randy Quaid. If that wasn't enough, Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid, yeah. Uh-huh. You got to get crazy in there.
He's like the Walter Brennan of his age. And it's like, Randy Quaid in it? That's probably a good movie. Whether you like the guy or not, or whatever, agree with him politically, it's going to be a good movie. Yep. Randy Quaid in it.
He's the Stumpy of our generation. That's our
Stumpy
Randy Quaid.
Of our generation. Yep.
Uh-huh.
I like the way you put that. Okay. And of course we had to end with this story. Oh, I don't think the funky music's going to get it for this one, man. Ted's still pressing. He's still pressing the issue. I should be arrested by the ASPCA if I give him any more treats tonight, man. It's like that.
Yeah, look at those eyes. What's more?
And listen to the bark. Here we go. Okay. Huh. Buckets of body parts. Frankenstein conditions found at defunct body donor facility. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What happens when they close the doors on the old Phoenix-based Biological Resource Center? Well, they left a cooler filled with male genitalia and body parts piled up. Filled with male genitalia? Buckets of heads, arms, and legs.
Oh.
The fuck, man.
God damn. I used to call
body parts do not have any apparent identification. There was a torso with the head removed and replaced with a smaller head, sewn together in a Frankenstein manner. Oh, boy. Yeah, this is bad news.
That's a bad hobby.
The FBI raided facility in 2000. Oh, we're only getting this now? It's dated this week. I guess they're only releasing this now. They raided the facility in 2014 after allegations that the company was selling parts of those donated bodies for profit. The owner pleaded guilty in the case and sentenced to probation. Yeah. He now faces civil suits from the families. I guess these are people that donate their bodies to science or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
Yeah, see that? Man, that's some weird shit
or,
to do that.
Ugh. The fuck out of here, man. Buckets of heads and... Hey, Ted! How about buckets of Ted? Shut up.
Buckets of Ted. That sounds
buckets
like a John
of Ted.
Movie.
Shut up, dude. Lay down. They'll arrest me if I give you any more treats, man. It'd be a crime against nature. All right. The cooler filled with male genitalia is the one that I find puzzling. Why did they need that many dicks, you know? Cornering the market on dicks or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the Schmeckles.
Jesus,
corner the market on Schmeckles. Well.
Get your Schmeckles here.
Get your Schmeckles over here. All right. Well, I'm going to go have a bucket of heads, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Don't
stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Thank you.
I've done that.
By request.
Good song.
Who does that?
Good song by for after that. For after that gruesome story you gave. Ties in, baby.
Stuart
Ties
Copeland.
In.
Stuart Copeland.
Okay.
Stuart Copeland.
He was
right,
with
He was with who?
Stray Cats.
Oh. I should have known that.
There you go.
I knew the name sounded familiar.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I was watching watching the end of that the other day when the bogey was over. That's the one where Dennis Hopper has a chainsaws on either holster, and then he's got a big long one, and oh boy, it goes a little over. They're a little over the top in that one. Just a wee.
Yeah.
I think they. They got a little silly in part two. Because the first one was pretty much a dead nuts, scary fucking horror movie, you know?
Yeah.
And they convincingly make you think it's a real story and whatnot, I thought.
And they did. Well, the thing is, it's supposed, they say that it's loosely based on. And then they were talking about Ed Gein, because there's just a little bit about Ed Gein. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Based on the Ed Gein.
They had us thinking it was, they had us believing it actually, you know, happened that way.
And then you open it up with John Larroquette reading the narration, the following story.
Yeah.
What a great, a great voice he's got down there. Oh, John Larroquette.
I like
bet you he's got one down to
here.
What?
I like the fact that Coen Brothers did that in Fargo. This is based on a true
story. Oh, yeah.
I'm watching the third episode, the third series of Fargo now. And they're doing
cool.
it in the TV series, too. In the beginning of each one of the series, they're doing it. They actually come right out and say, this is a true story. Everything happened the way he said, oh, Richard.
Talisker Dark Storm.
Believe it. Oh, okay.
Maggie C's having a Talisker Dark Storm. Okay, by request, Maggie C wanted me to blow up CNN, but I don't have CNN. So we're gonna blow up the news symbolically. So here's symbolic news music. All of them. All of them. Your right-wing news, your left-wing news, your news in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And
all the
shades in between. Here we go. Gentlemen, thank you.
That's it.
The news
the
is officially.
The only news is Possum Hour. That's it.
That's right. That's where you'll find out about buckets of heads.
And mashed potatoes being laid around Jackson.
Man, I gotta get to the bottom of that mashed potato thing. I didn't check into it tonight, but before Monday night's show, I will. I'm going to bring you something on the mashed potatoes. Maybe some gravy.
All right.
I don't know. Little,
okay, where
butter.
Exactly is this? Jacksonville? Not Florida,
Jacksonville.
Right? It's Louisiana? It's Jacksonville, Florida?
Let me see.
I thought it was Louisiana.
That's the toupee guy.
Okay.
The guy with a ton of coke under his toupee. Jackson, Mississippi.
Because if I... Mississippi, okay. There you go. I might not. Okay, then. I was just hoping I had a friend from there that we could have her call in. But I don't think so.
I mean, it could be just the guy had too many mashed potatoes.
It spread it out all over the place.
Yeah, I just want to...
something sinister.
Help out his fellow man.
Definitely something sinister. This is like some kind of a conspiracy going on here. And I don't like it. I, for one, don't like it, Commodore.
Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
Fucking evildoers. That's what it is.
Well, oh, but luckily, we have a polka to straighten everything out.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Okay. And then, yeah, this whole show, when you get to the end, play it backward, and you'll realize the meaning of life.
Ah, okay. All right. I've been questioning that for some time now. And here you go.
It ends with technical difficulties.
It ends the same.
That's how your life's going to end. You'll be
like,
uh-oh. Oh, shit. Oh, geez. Wait a minute. That's not normal. Not normal.
Not normal.
That'll be my
not
last
normal.
Words, man. Either that or I take your question. Or I'm dead serious.
Good.
So polka. Polka, polka, polka. We got a beautiful polka to wrap this whole thing in a little bow. So I take you now to the Grand Ballroom in Melville.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Thank you.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
That's it, is.
Ah, there's our mystery caller. Who do we have on the phone?
Oh, it's Dr. Cake.
Yeah, they get through.
Oh, it's Dr. Here. Cake.
Hey,
Dr.
Cake.
How cool is that, man?
Fretting.
Yeah.
I thought I'd call in instead of fretting.
How'd you like that polka?
So, yeah. Good polka?
Good show.
You sound great.
Everyone says pretty
after
great.
All these years.
It's been how long?
Yes.
I don't over a decade. If you tally it all up.
Yeah,
it's great.
No, I'm an old lady.
Not at all.
You guys are kids compared to me and Gumbo over here. We're the ones.
I'm listening to that sweet voice and picturing you in purple jammies. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
I got a purple thing that lasts a while.
Sweet.
Good.
Sweet.
Good. That's the best way to listen
to
possible.
Have you with us. Good to have you with us. So I hope everything's working out, man. You know, you were having your...
Oh, you just got to keep on prepping, I guess.
Yeah.
We all do.
You're going to have shitty days. You're going to have good days.
We're going out. Actually, I forgot to mention we're going out of town next week, so I won't be around for...
Okay.
Not next week, the week after.
We'll,
the first
we'll,
week of August.
Have to cancel.
You
can't have a show out.
We may even just scotch the show. We may even just scotch the
show. Oh, yeah.
Cancel the show without
do
Friday.
Well, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
August 2nd.
I think we mentioned that before.
Yeah, we might have that coin a phrase.
August 2nd to August 5th.
Well, since we have an extra gal here, do you want to do Henry?
Yes.
Oh, we can do Henry.
Oh, Henry, yeah.
You don't have to sing.
Go for it.
We haven't done Henry in a... A month of Sundays.
I was thinking.
All righty. All right, cool, man. Well, a one and a two and a good night. Oh, say good night, everybody.
Good night,
good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
All right,
my
and a three.
I was talking in.
I am.
I'm a rainbow man, 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 I'm a rainbow man cake? Nah.
Ah, she bailed. That was sweet.
She
that
bailed.
Was nice.
That was cool as fuck, man.
Uh-huh.
That was cool and
for all these
cool
years.
AF. All these years.
And unexpected.
Yes.
That's what was great about
a
it.
Sweet,
so unexpected.
Sweet little voice. I think she's just trying to, you know, like, she's probably thinking, well, you know, for crying out loud, I've been wanting to call in there for 37 seasons. About time. Yeah. 37.
Nice.
37, 38, something like that.
She's a sweetheart.
Oh,
we
she says she got. She's got to listen back to it. That's just funny. She sounded a little nervous, but man, it's just a, it's just like a, you know, what is it, Gumby? It's just
yeah,
a phone funny. Call, is what it is.
But
at first, you know,
took me a while.
It's something at first. I used to get, you know, butterfly or something.
I used to hang post-its on my laptop that just said, "Speak." To get me to talk.
I used to have a bunch that said, "You know."
Trying to get you off today.
Hold on. Thanks for calling. All right. That was cool. Yeah, because I when and it's helped.
No.
I mean, doing this show has helped me. Well, I think it's helped you as well. It's just in our ability to speak. God, I, you know, it's some scenario.
Yep.
Yeah, I can speak so much better now. All day. But yeah, I think it helps.
It helped
I don't
me
use
with my
the...
social problems. I used to hate
yeah.
talking on the telephone.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Very therapeutic. That was one of my problems. Telephones is one of my problems. Remember, I tried to get to talking about it, trying to get out of the idea.
Yeah, oh yeah. I know.
Then you do it.
yeah, I don't know. I was looking at the. What is this? 296 tonight? 296. 97, 98, 99, 300. Four more episodes of Friday. We could call it quits, maybe. I don't know. Is that...
Okay.
Is that too final? I don't
know.
I
really...
I kind of like to cut down to just once a week. And make it... Yeah,
yeah,
make one really, really fucking great show instead of two kind of... I don't know. Because you get different results on the Friday
show. I think it's something we should
too.
Think about. Yeah, and we got to keep Monday because that's the original possum hour. I like that.
That's the original possum. You can always play a polka now again. No rule against that.
Well, we should mix it up anyway. Kind of give it a little bit of variety.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to do anything permanent until I'm sure I really want to do it because it's fun to do the Friday and the Monday show sometimes.
Yeah. I hear you.
We got to pull the plug on this sometime. we got to tell the 10th. What do we got? The 10th anniversary in March, right? And then we think about it. And then we're going to start thinking about it. Seriously. thinking about it.
Well, the 10th anniversary is for the actual Possum Hour. I have no idea when the Friday night started. What was that like? Wasn't it like the exact year later or something like that? What the hell was that? Oh, no, we started exactly 1 year after Possum Hour.
So this 10 years would be from the original episode with me, you, Reverend Rendy, and John Link.
Yep.
Okay. That was 10 years. So it's been 11 years because I had a year of Trek, and then we are doing the Zat Chats for
that
like 2 years. So I guess
Trek just a year or two? What was it, 2 years?
Yeah, it was just a year. It was just a year. But what a great year it was.
Boner
Hoes!
I miss her. Oh, I miss her. I miss them both. Both my internet lovers.
Mama Lucia.
Oh, yeah! I got a suit.
Knows.
My suit's worn out, but the pockets are brand new. That's what I'm talking about.
I like that. Nice metaphor.
Yeah. All right, you selling cars tomorrow?
Yep.
Well,
it's every other week.
Why don't we? We'll find Tommy here. Thomas? Well, I'd like to thank Dr. Cake for calling in. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was nice. Sweet voice.
I noticed how she, very sweet voice, and I noticed how she did it at the end of the show, so it wouldn't be an overly long visit. Well planned.
We're on
Dr. Cake. That was cool, though. That was cool. She's the most loyal of loyal listeners. I will tell you that,
you got
Jack.
That right.
This is like, well, this is episode almost the 300th. There it is. The 300th Friday episode, and I'm sure we've done how many Monday episodes? Twice that, probably.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Because we cancel Fridays more than Mondays.
Keep track of that.
So that's about 900 episodes of this malarkey.
Good guy. Good guy.
It's good malarkey, though. I'm not saying it's bad malarkey.
It's mediocre.
Tommy! It's mediocre malarkey. I think we have our headline.
There it is.
Mediocre malarkey. Thanks for coming, gang.
Yeah. Dr. Cake is fine. I got to call 13, 14, 15 times.
Well, yeah, maybe they fixed their testicle difficulties.
Radio,
yeah. Yeah. That was... that always gives me the... I mean, it's like you tune into the pay, you get... They put you at a sense of ease, you know, like everything's working good for a number of weeks, and then they go, oh, yeah... Let's just fuck things up here at the last minute. Sitting around waiting for 10 o'clock. Man. Well, we missed we missed an asteroid and a botched show. So,
yeah,
we got it going on.
That takes you
pretty good.
Trip. Yeah, and check out the good luck thing on the Grenache. It's interesting.
All right.
It's how you look at things.
Yeah. It is. It is, man. Every day, you get up in the morning and you have two choices. I'm going to have a good day or I'm going to have a bad day. It's up to you.
Yeah.
It's up to you. It is. It really is. It's right in between the ears. In your mind, in your brain, in your soul, in your spirit.
Yep.
So,
you got that right.
Don't get done. Don't get done. Keep it positive.
Here on Facebook it says, Philip Roth calls Bobo an ignorant con man with a vocabulary of 77 words. And that's from one of my favorite authors. There you go.
Well...
77 words. Yeah, she 77
words.
Words, I guess.
That's not even as many as we have.
Combined. I don't know if he's counting words like Bigley or Hamburglar or anything like that. Or Kofifi.
Well, he invented fake.
He doesn't specify whether they're real words.
Yeah. He invented the word fake. That was... He's a fucking genius. He's a stable genius is what he is.
He's a stable genius.
That's right, Wilbur. That's the only stable genius I know. Mr. Ed. I don't have Mr. Ed's theme, man. Oh, wouldn't that be perfect?
No.
Well, something with a horse. All right. Well, we'll see you Monday, man. Have a good day at work there.
All right. Sounds good.
adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!